Any closing thoughts before we disband?
Well, I wanted to mention to the folks that one of the action plans, did you want to take a minute to talk about that? Larry?
Oh, you mean for preparing?
Feed the beast, yes.
Oh, yeah, feed the beast. As a way to take a stand, Sylvester has this feed the beast, which is a way to boycott and to make a stand to say, you know what, I'm not going to participate. And Disney's on that list, and Wells Fargo's on this list. They're active participants in funding abortion clinics. So I feel that, you know, just to be a steward of the resources God's given us, you know, we should seek his voice and how we handle that money and where it goes. So that's what it's all about. So if you want or need any information about Feed the Beast, you could email me, and I can send you the information. So if you have not gotten any of those emails.
Yes.
Anything else?
For decades and decades, we've been giving monies to these corporations, and they have in turn sued us and taken us to court, taken over our school system, and turning our children against our Judeo-Christian beliefs. Now, we can be in the world where we're not supposed to be of the world, and now it's come to a place now that now we're feeding that beast, and we're basically saying no more. And so, yeah, if you would like to see that list, see what the actual corporations are, and the talking points, how you can represent and spread it far and wide, because it's only going to work if millions of us do this all across this nation. You know, it's a marathon. It's something that, as long as the Lord gives us, you know, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. But we start giving our money to Disneyland and Disney World and ABC and Starbucks and so on. If we stop giving them their money, maybe in the first quarter they'll begin to feel that the saints of the Most High God are not going to participate by feeding that beast anymore. Thank you, Larry.
Hey, Larry, this is John in Atlanta. Please send me that list. In fact, it's interesting because I have a high-level IT guy that I work with on a daily basis here in Atlanta, and he shared with me, he was just disturbed a week or so ago when we were talking, and we usually don't get into deep discussions, but he said Apple, I think, is among that list. So is Intel, and you know, we're almost being surrounded by companies that you have to do business with because, well, I don't know if you have to or not, but I'd like to see the list because I was really taken back when you mentioned Starbucks. You mentioned Starbucks too, and that made me think about Starbucks. By the way, I didn't know this, but this gentleman's from Indiana or what have you. But you know, Colonel Saunders gave a lot of his. He was a very godly guy, similarly to the gentleman that started Chick-fil-A. I didn't know that about Colonel Saunders. I was very impressed with his position. Anyway, I'm done.
And I want to say one more thing about Feed the Beast. It's not just about withholding money to, you know, people that are anti-Christian, you know, organizations that are anti-Christian. But it's also about notifying them as to why. Like, I needed to add that. It is about participation, not just refraining from spending money where we shouldn't. So, any other thoughts or comments before we part?
I have a thought for the saints. You know, is there also a list of organizations and companies that do indeed endorse our
yes.
Christian values that we should put. So as a double dose, can we move our money toward those types of organizations and institutions?
Yes. Yes, there is. We have all of that. And you want them to contact you, Larry? You want to give them the website?
You can give them the website.
Okay. The website to contact us is www.theunitedsaintsofamerica.us. In other words, instead of the United States, that's where we live, we swapped the word states out for the saints of God. So it's the United Saints of America.us. If you just go to their website, hit the guest book, and we'll fire that information out to you. Like Larry said, we have a total action plan for body, soul, and spirit to begin to not just take back our country one soul at a time, but that's the only way God told us to do it. You know, it was, but anyway, I don't want to get into it now. But yes, theunitedsaintsofamerica.us.
Who manages that guest book list? If I were to get on like now, is that some that go to you, Sylvester, or somebody else? I mean,
me and Larry.
Okay. So I don't have to say, gosh, golly, I understand. Thank you.
Yes.
I want to thank everybody for hanging out as long as they did. And I don't know how many times I try to make these calls short. I mean, I really, I'd be lying if I said I try to make them short. But I don't necessarily want them to go, you know, 2 hours. We're going on our third hour, and it's just how it works, folks. I mean, there's just a lot to talk about. There was a lot of scripture that God gave me to talk about. So I really appreciate your loyalty this morning and hanging in there. I thank God for all of you. You're all dear to me, and I'm glad Betty could join us for the first time. So anyway, God bless you all. Have a great week. And if there's anything you needed to add or anything, call me. I'm available. Most of you know that. So I love you all. Have a great week. And see you Monday for those that are going to be there Monday.
See you Monday.
Got it.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.